This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So the tech world has been abuzz with this, how Mark Zuckerberg just got out of the Facebook hearings before Congress, and the hearings lasted for 2 days, and Zuckerberg was grilled on a variety of issues from data privacy to political bias and even his personal character.
Yeah, you know, so I'm cackling because I'm imagining what the water cooler conversations are like in the tech world. Anyway, you know, videos of the hearings are kind of all over the internet. I mean, you can tell that it was very tense. But even, I guess, Zuckerberg had to laugh when he was asked some pretty unexpected questions, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a wide variety of issues, but we're going to get straight into what we know thus far. And joining us in the studio is Matt Armitage of Culturebar. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
So you were, I guess, watching with great interest because, you know, I love congressional hearings, period, where they either they grill, you know, Mark Zuckerberg or members of the CIA, or it's just a great grill. It's almost like question time. Isn't that?
Yes, although I have to admit, I haven't really been that interested
in watching it.
No,
Matt,
seriously.
I don't believe that.
No, honestly, because one of the issues that came up with previous hearings, I think with Alexander Nix from Cambridge Analytica, who spoke to the UK Parliament, I think last year, he said he was happy to answer questions because they weren't asking the right questions.
Right.
And that's very much an issue. And I'm not saying that from the position of saying, oh, lawmakers are stupid. no, nothing like that at all. It is simply that this is such a technical issue. I wouldn't know what questions to be asking Mark Zuckerberg.
Is that right?
No, absolutely. I mean, you really need...
Where do you begin and
where
do you end?
Where do you begin and where do you end? I mean, if you're just going to ask questions that are very much on the surface, what kind of results are you going to get? I mean, you really have to have somebody who is a very experienced tech journalist, which I am not, who has that kind of background in data research and data accumulation, actually talk.
So you need that to understand larger implications, really?
You need that to even frame the question in the first place. I mean, I think one of the issues that came up was he was asked about privacy. Mm. And unless you actually have a definition of what privacy means in this setting, any answer you get is completely meaningless.
And I think it was so fascinating to see senators and congressmen talk about this issue, but it felt like they were out of their depth
That's exactly what I was going to say, right? I mean, what does that say about who's presiding over these hearings and how they're making sense of it?
Well, that's entirely the point. I don't think anything useful is really going to come out of these things, because what we're hearing is that Facebook is happy to have some kind of regulation, but then the senators ask him what kind of regulation he would like. And this is kind of symptomatic of not just America, but I think lawmaking in general, because it's become so complex. The norm has been to ask people from the industry to help draft the laws.
Okay, so let's just break it down, I guess, in human language then, what we're capable of, what you're capable of, indeed. There's an article in The Guardian talking about the five things we learned from Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook hearing. And the first thing they point out is that Zuckerberg is just like us. His data was sold to a malicious third party as well. What do you make of that?
Easy. Who cares? His data has been stolen. We really don't care. Can he eat a burrito? Don't care.
But isn't the premise is that if the CEO of Facebook can't keep his data safe, then the rest of us don't have much of a chance?
Well, it's more of an issue that he has been giving access to other companies and nobody has really been looking after this. So when you're talking about regulation, they're not even paying careful attention to what the companies they're giving access to the system are taking. So if someone can take his information and he only finds out afterwards, then that does not speak well to the competence of the company to safeguard information.
Yeah, but it certainly doesn't. So he's in the same boat as the rest of us, except he's a billionaire. Another lesson, Facebook is declaring war on Cambridge University. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a real deflection point, I think. Part of the issue with Cambridge Analytica was that I think Alexander Kogan, I think his name was, the guy that got them the original information from the flawed study, is an academic at Cambridge University now. Mark Zuckerberg is alleging that there are other researchers at Cambridge University who have also built apps and who are taking information out. That really is not the issue. That, again, goes to the competence of Facebook in preventing people from accessing information they shouldn't have access to.
It's like deflecting strategies that will perhaps do him or buy him some time at the very least.
Well,
of trying to figure
things actually, out. I mean, that actually weakens his credibility because he's saying, hey, I was taken advantage of by Cambridge University, which, as we know, Cambridge University is floated on the NASDAQ for the precise sum of zero because it's not a huge corporation. It's an educational institution that's been around for whatever. But it doesn't have political power. It doesn't have economic power in those sense. So if he's saying that Facebook can be threatened by Cambridge University, that's not a particularly strong talking point.
So I guess, you know, taking a look at what comes next for Facebook, what can we imagine? Because it's a scenario now where it seems to have been taken a huge hit. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg is in a suit. He's in front of Congress. It hasn't been going well with any of his other media appearances. You know, are more people going to delete their Facebook accounts?
Well, are you thinking the bigger you are, the further to fall?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think that they're going to be worried about that so much because we don't really have any alternatives. I think there'll be wider discussions about whether companies like Facebook should be private corporations, mm-hmm. whether this should be considered to be a social resource, which mm-hmm. is in the hands of national governments rather than private corporations. Those are bigger conversations, and that's going to take a long time. In the short term, I think we're going to see more regulation. But again, if you just go to Facebook and ask what regulation you want to be under, that can actually just strengthen their hand and make it more difficult for competitors to come into the space. So it will define the terms for Facebook in terms of liability and responsibility, but those terms may be very much in their favor rather than, again, favoring the little people like us.
The potential industry of what it could be.
Yeah, I mean, the regulations should be to protect the users, not to protect the company. Mm. And when we see companies being having a role in that legislative process, that often doesn't happen.
Matt Armitage from Culture Pop talking about the congressional hearings regards to Facebook and the appearance of Mark Zuckerberg. And we had actually videos of the hearings all over the internet.
Yep, and here are some of the highlights, I guess, from the hearings.
Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away in modern America in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world.
Car companies face a lot of competition. If they make a defective car, it gets out in the world, people stop buying that car, they buy another one. Is it an alternative to Facebook in the private sector?
Yes, Senator. The average American uses 8 different apps, ranging from texting apps to email.
Which is the same service you provide?
Well, we provide a number of different services.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
It overlaps with a portion of what we do.
You don't think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
Okay.
How much revenue did Facebook earn from the user engagement that resulted from foreign propaganda?
What we do know is that the IRA, the Internet Research Agency, the Russian firm, ran about $100,000 worth of ads. I can't say that we've identified all of the foreign actors who are involved here, so I can't say that that's all of the money.
Do you think that you have an ethical obligation to notify 87 million Facebook users?
Senator, when we heard back from Cambridge Analytica that they had told us that they weren't using the data and had deleted it, we considered it a closed case. In retrospect, that was clearly a mistake. We shouldn't have taken their word for it, and we've updated our policies and how we're going to operate the company to make sure that we don't make that mistake again.
Will you commit to working with Congress to develop ways of protecting constituent privacy and well-being, even if it means that that results in some laws that will require you to adjust your business model?
Senator, yes, we will commit to that. I think that that's an important conversation to have. Our position is not that regulation is bad. I think the internet is so important in people's lives, and it's getting more important.
Yep.
The expectations on internet companies and technology companies overall are growing. And I think the real question is, what is the right framework for this, not should there be one?
That was Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not quite sure what were the cumulative hours. I know on the first day it was at least 5 hours of questions from the respective senators. And what's so fascinating, just even from hearing that excerpt, is the preparation that was involved with about which questions Mark was willing to answer quite openly and transparently, and which ones he can't or couldn't answer, and was able to, I guess, rephrase or deflect some of these key issues. For example, you know, just on the question of who controls the virtual you, Mark Zuckerberg answered that, you know, of course, you do, and you can upload what you want and delete it at will. But he didn't sort of answer the question about, you know, the advertising profile that Facebook builds up about an individual and how that can't be deleted.
Which very much goes back to what Matt was saying a little earlier, right? Mm. You know, what it takes to actually frame that conversation, to ask the right questions and questions that are meaningful.
Right, and you heard a senator just then, he said, well, how would you, do you think Twitter does the same thing as you do? It just feels so rudimentary at this level, right? Yeah. And it's a very technical area that I think there's going to be a lot more coverage on this issue very, very shortly. Here's some music right now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.